Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a doctor's strike in Zimbabwe that has paralyzed state hospitals.
Junior doctors in Zimbabwe have been on strike for 23 days, demanding better conditions of service, increased salaries and allowances, and the provision of the necessary equipment in order to properly perform their duties.
The doctors staged a similar strike last year and in previous years. The government once promised to look into their grievances, and the doctors say all this has been in vain.
They are vowing to continue their industrial action until their grievances are met. Health Minister David Parirenyatwa has urged the doctors to go back to work, promising to address their problems when they are performing their duties.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, point. Kunjani Jonga?
Ngiyaphila nje routine.
Ngiyiphila kakhulu.
Ngiphilile.
Yeah.
Lamhla kuya godola but ya.
Kungcono bisha.
Ngcono yeah.
Ya kunjalo mfowethu.
Ndizozo.
Yeah, hey. So ndoti ndizozo mkuru.
Ndizozo mkoma Jonga.
Ka mkoma Jonga.
Yeah.
Ha. So mkuru na mkoma same thing,
eh? Ah. Ayo unokona ngori mkuru usiri mkoma.
Ah.
Unokona ngori mkuru uri baba mkuru, baba baba mdike vari mkuru kwa uri. Zvina apa indiri mkuru, ndiri mkoma.
Ah, good.
Mkoma Jonga.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Jonga. So bazi baba mahle, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokutshengisela kwamadokotela eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokule amalanga amachumi amabili lantathu 23 days betshengisela. So kanyazani achisa mateki khona ngale bathi kababuyeli emsebenzini. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngabo ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Njalo lani lithini esibhedlela nxa lihamba ndikubona kunjani. So sizokuthola abantu abaningi Jonga batshela ukuthi hambani ngekhaya.
Mm-hmm.
Akuna nto abangayenza.
Akuna.
Yeah, so sizokuthola amadokotela anikwa $1.50 nxa bekukhol allowance yabo. Imali yangkhona bathi incane bafuna $10
per allowance.
Yeah, kuzobuya ke iholo
imali
yawo. Kuzobuya ke eholo bathi la iphansi so bafuna imali
ephezulu.
Yeah. So kuzobuya njalo lama equipment bathi uyangena esibhedlela uthole kungalalutho. Ukuthi usebenze akula even oxygen.
Nonzinda olethenga umshonga kunzo.
Yeah, kumbe le oxygen ukuphilisa umuntu akulalutho.
Akuna chini.
So dokotela bathi bengeke wasebenze nxa kunjalo.
Ndizozo.
Kunjalo sithobe futhi.
Ah, ndipapo muri kunzwa zvotaura nemwangu na Gibbs Dube ari kutsanangura kuti dambudziko riri muzvipatara rasvitsa vana chiremba kuti vange vachiramwa mabasa. Ndo ratoda kuti kurukure nhasi taona vachiratidzira maofisi vashandi vehurumende vachinyunyuta kuti zvino hazvina kutimirira tinodzokera kumabasa chete kana magadzirisa nyaya yezvichemo zvemihoro mari dzavanowana pavanenge vachiita basa inonzi hanzi on call allowances vari kuti iwo vari kupiwa $50 per hour vachitidai akwidzwa kuenda pa $10 per hour. Tonzwa kuti mari dzemihoro yavanotambira vari kuchemawo zvakare kuti ishoma zvikuru dai mari idzodzo dzakwidzwa kuti dzinge dzichienderana nekurarama kunoita vanhu parinhasi. Ndo zvichemo zvine vanachiremba. Ndanzwa Gibbs kuti tina Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya vanove mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association rinomirira vanachiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende. Dr. Ngwenya, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa. Dr. Ngwenya, vateereri vangada kutanga, maybe you can explain in English to cover both languages, what transpired today and what forced you to take that industrial action?
Alright. Tikuti isusu, mugore rana 2014, we were promised, all doctors were promised that their on-call allowance is going to be raised from the current $60 per hour. To an overall of $10 per hour. This was signed by the Minister of Health and Welfare, Dr. David Parrenyatko, but this has not yet been done. I feel that we were working under very difficult conditions to say you do not have the necessary materials, for example, gloves. So you have to be handling the patient with your own bare hands. This has led to a rise, or say an increase in the risk to transmit disease from one patient to another or from one patient to you, the health worker. We do not have adequate intravenous fluid, to cover our patients who come in bleeding, especially in the maternity ward. Furthermore, they are being given expired nevirapine to cover the babies that are exposed to SIVA. So on the 23rd of January, we wrote to the minister to make him aware of these issues. And the response that we got on the 1st of February was unsatisfactory. We then wrote another letter on the 5th of February to say, Minister, if you do not avail these drugs and this equipment at the hospital, we are not going to be able to treat our patients with the quality of care that they deserve. And the doctors are already disgruntled and tired because of these broken promises that have not yet been fulfilled. The minister was silent from the 21st of from the 5th of February up until now. We're given 21 days notice to act. And then on the 5th of March, doctors said, no, we cannot continue going to work as this is posing a risk to both the patient and the health worker, as well as posing a risk to the families of the health workers. We then came up with a plan to say the only way they can hear us is to engage in an industrial action that is nationwide, that has entered its 23rd day, and up to now, no resolution really has been found.
Dr. Ngwenya, maybe you can explain for us to understand this. Who is responsible here? The Minister of Health, or the Public Service Commission, or other bodies in the government?
The direct employer of health personnel is the Health Services Board that broke away from the Public Service Commission in 2005, noting that health is an essential service that has its own needs and peculiarities. So the people who are responsible are the Health Services Board. But if the Health Services Board is not acting, then we report directly to our Minister, Dr. David Parrenyatko. So I would say the persons responsible are the Minister of Health and Child Care and the Health Services Board.
Thank you so much, Dube.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, sicela ubambe konapho ke ucingo. Sibonga ukukhuluma nje umbiko omncane, just something that you may have interest in. We have been receiving information here that the MDCT is actually dumped Vice President Thokozani Khuphe, Mr. Abednego Pepe, who's the organizing secretary of the party, and actually expelled spokesman Opet Kutu. So these people have been apparently opposing the elevation of Mr. Nelson Chamisa as the MDCT president. So now they're out of the MDC. And Pepe and Kupe have actually been recalled from parliament. So we are yet to see what is taking place, Chonga. So, okay, Bantu, Zimbabwe is physically bigela. Ute esu zuzileo lapa ikuti. Unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe, kuzobuya umnumzana Abednego Pepe, kuzobuya lomnumzana Opet Kutu, kuthiwa ke i-National Council, i-MTC, sokumele bechaye phansi baphume. soke hype sithe sibikele khonoko sibese siqhubeka ke longwenya sikhuluma ngabo dokotela abajengiselayo yekunjalo baba
ndisanda ndichapira hangu nerurimirwe shona zvaitika kubato re MDCT ndikudzwa kuti kune muteereri anonzi va Daniel Dube makadi va Dube ndiri mupenyu munoda kutaura nerurimirwe upi
ndiri mushona baba
aiwa it's okay tongoda rurimirwe rinenge rwakasununguka kwamuri taurai zvenyu
okay hayi ndine chirungu hachina problem
zvese baba isindevele futi yakuluma ngeyaziva izvozvo
munoona ndirakubata nyaya mbiri nyaya yekutanga ndeye madhokta nehurumende kana ukatarisa kuti madhokta anoregedza achitraka kusvika 3 weeks zvino zvazvinotaridza kuti hurumende haina hanya neupenyu hwevanhu nevarwere ende kana ukaitarisa futi nerimwe divi tiri kuenda kumaelections vari kuti kune free and fair elections but kana vachitadza kugadzirisa nyaya nemadhokta zvinoita kuti ivo pachezvavo vezanupiefu varuze futi manini
varuze maelections Hello, Vadube. Hello,
Vad. Hello.
Phone yenyu yanga yadzima. Taura henyu.
Okay. Varwere vazhinji tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe varwere vazhinji. Kana akatadza kubatsirwa pano funudzira kuti anokwanisa kubatsirwa. Dzimwefunga dzinomudza kuti enda kun'anga. Ende kuti aende kun'anga haana mari kuti aende kun'anga. Ikonomi iri pasi ende hakuna mari even mabhengi mazuvano then from there zvichaita kuti vamwe vafe nestress yekuti anga asingafani kufana iyo stress iyoyo then ndoenda panyaya yanii yeMDCT panyaya yeMDCT zvinoneta pamusana pekuti national council yeMDCT
Hello.
Ichipa zvagadzira chamisi. Hello.
Yes. Muri kumboita muchidzima.
Okay. Ichipa zvagadzira chamisa. Vachamisa vakazama kutaura naMaikupe kuti no, uyatibatane, anzwisise, kuri abvumire zvakaita neNational Council. But iye haasi kuda. And kana ndichizvitarisisa straight, neziso repolitics. Iye munhu yeye anenge ane munhu ari kumupusha kumashure kwake ari kuda kuti kuve nedivision MDC kana kuti tingati anoda kuita divide and rule yekuti kana akaputsa rimwe vamwe vanhu akavatora MDCT vakaenda kwake vanokwanisa kumuvhotera then zvitaro MDCT anokwanisa nealliance yacho zvese anokwanisa kupinda muhurumende like izvozvi zvinhasi kana mukatarisa nhasi panga paine nyaya yekuti ataura iye kupa achiti arida kujoina maimujuru zvichitaura kuti kumashure zvinoreva ri maimujuru ndo ngaitoita se ndo vanga vachipusha anga iri nyoka inoruma iri paichifuridzira nezvokuti vanhu vati ndimaikupe ndimaikupe but iye aine vanhu vanga vachimpa maadvise
asi vadhuwe ndingokupai hangu mubvunzo ndakaita inganzina Gibbs Devil's advocate asi ndisiri hangu devil pari kutsemuka bato munoziva sei kuti anofanira kunge aine kodzero yekudzinga mumwe ndeupi ipapo nekuti vese vanenge vachichema kuti akaenzana
panotsemuka bato mukatarisa handiti pane National Council right National Council iyoyo vari kuti iyi ndiyo ine masimba ekuti inokwanisa kumisa munhu basa kana kumudzinga kufana kana mukatarisa nyaya yemanhingi nyaya yenoizi yakaitika vanga vachiti munhu akaita noizi kana tikamubata tinokwanisa kumudzinga munhingi mupati
saka kunosara kuine National Council ndo kune masimba
National Council ndiine masimba
haiwa maita basa vadhuve regai tipe vamwe mukana
Okay,
thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Dube, on the first issue, he said if a strike can go for 3 weeks without the government taking action, it means the government is not caring. This is not a responsible government, which is not putting the lives of its people first. Then on the second issue, the MDC, he's saying that I think the sacking of Ms. Kupe and, I mean, Dr. Kupe and these other two gentlemen, it's a positive development for the party because he feels that when a party splits, wherever the National Council is, that's the main party.
Yeah, so let's go back to the main topic of the day, yes. But before I go to Mr. Ngwenya, let's get to Ubaba Umhlophe. Usecingweni. Baba Umhlophe, kunjani?
Sikhona njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Amadokotela aselesikhathi 23 days, amachumi amabili lantathu bekhalala umsebenzi. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Ya, loko kuhlupha ngento nje. So ngakukhangela into zangkhona. Impilo yiyo eqakathekile before singakayenzi. Ngoba nxa kungakala madokotela ukuthi kuthi akulandile, idokotela uyabe iqakathekile. Kufanele ukuthi singakakhulumi konke esiyabe sifanele sikukhulume, fanele siqakathekise impilo zethu face. Ngoba kathesi ungakhangela silanda ema-holiday. I-holiday kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. So nxa kukuthi sesefika ku-holiday thina ngakwi-easter yona la sesefika ku-easter ngoba kungala dokotela ezibhedlela kuzabe kuzaba yini emhlabeni kumbe empilweni zabantu nxa kukuthi uzafika wena ufike ugula mbe suyenze i-accident mbe suyenzeni soufika lapho ezibhedlela uthole udokotela abastrikile indaba engaqali bekukhangele khonokho bebona ukuthi vele ama-grievances abo kuyini fes
ye so nxa sukhangele wena ubona ngazani kumele lulungiswe njani udaba lolu?
Ya, udaba lolu, yona sile ministry. I-ministry athi ngeyani vele, i-ministry yalolu gatsha vele ngeyani, yona ikhangeleni. Nxa kuthiwa into ngizwe, engani thuba kube kukhuluma ngokuthi kube kwakuvunyelwe ngo-2014, if I'm not mistaken. So kwakuvunyelweni, kwakuthiwa kuzalungiswa njani. Kaba kulandele back to, kulandele i-history, ngoba nxa unika umuntu asobantwana phela lama amadokotela ukuthi uza kuphathela iswitch, kodwa umpromise into ongasoziyeni. Yabo.
Ye, so hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mzala ube le mpela vike enhle baba Mhlophe.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so baba Mhlophe lapho he's saying that the Minister of Health should actually address some of these grievances because he still recalls that there were some promises that were made, you know, previous promises. So why not live up to that?
To those promises.
Yeah, maybe Mr.
You
Ngwenya,
know,
yes.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can give us an insight on the government side, what the government has been telling you, why it has failed since 2014 to fulfill some of its promises. Hello, Dr.
Yes,
Ngwenya.
Yes, I was listening here while you were discussing issues that do not concern the SDA. But
no, it was just, sorry for that, it was just a breaking news that we got and we just announced it and there was no way we were going to avoid it because it's a breaking story that we got now. That's why Gibbs announced that there's something that came in as breaking news.
All right, that's okay. We have been engaging in negotiations with the representatives of the government, who are namely the House of Justice Board and the Minister. The problem that, or the challenge that we have faced the most is that the Health Services Board is not negotiating in good faith, claiming that they are giving doctors $5 per hour and totally ignoring the issue of drugs and medicines and the special equipment in the hospital. Initially, when you ask them, they say that they have raised $22 million for the procurement of drugs and essential medicines or in December 2017. But they say that money has been availed. Then where are the drugs, where are the medicines, and where is the equipment? We went on then to the issue of money, which really was not the main issue that triggered that strike, because the main issue was the issue of drugs and medicines, because we were seeing that we were being a risk to ourselves, our patients, and our families. And then when we got to the issue of the money, they then said they are giving people $5 an hour of on-call allowance. We calculated to them using a circular that was in their position. And they showed us, the numbers then showed us that we were actually being paid at the last 50 hours. So this was a standpoint to say, no, guys, we cannot negotiate in bad faith. You are ignoring other issues, number one, which is drugs and medicine. And then number two, you are blatantly lying about the number of hours that we are doing at work as well as the amount that we are giving. So at that point in time, we reached that censure. And then that censure is what is dragged to this issue, to drag up to 23 days of a strike. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping there will come a point in time where they actually realize that they need to negotiate in good faith and address all the issues that were tabled to them.
Ndiboisa hangu mfunzo ipapo Dr. Ngwenya. Tiri kunzwa muri kunyanyotaura nenyaya on call allowance muchitaura kuti mari moda kuti inge ichisvika pa $10 ichibva pa $50 ipapo ku mari yemihoro yatingati salary yakasiyana here neiyo yamuri kutaura on call kana kuti $1.50 iyo ndo inenge iri per hour yako ichizoita monthly salary yako.
Aiwa zvakasiyana nekuti monthly salary is $329 ndo yandingati ndinowo. On call, you know, it's called Kutikana and Akshanda was equal. Nemak same is the Nichiza Kutindira or Ere Angua Pagatu was seated. Do you know with Indonesia and Ashandira? Because no contact with Indonesia and the Angu, Memoya Angu is African Apartment Motivation. Yakuti, Rukupu, Okama, Rikuti, Pa Hour and Rukit and Rifabasa, Ruku or our Ero.
Thank you so much. Ramba nyimuri parunare Dr. Ngwenya tine mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Joseph. Makadi mukoma Joseph.
Ndiripo makadi mukoma blessing.
Ah, nasi maira samangona bachike mukati mujonga aba bachikira blessing ah ndijonga.
Ora ndiri kuva jonga.
Ai vandiri mupenyu bachikere muri nzira ndatora musazomuudza.
Ora iti ndimutaurire.
Ndipe inyaya chokuti yakamira sei because muri kunzwa zvichemo zvatiri kuwana pano ana chiremba ari kuti ari kutambira mari neta $50 pamwedzi. Ye on call allowance ye kunge paita yatingati emergency yavanenge vachiita iye usiku maska makuseni then kozoti yawe pamwedzi mari yemuhure pamwedzi $329 ndichiremba uyu
ndingati kudira nachiremba zvakaoma nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita ibasa guri basa rakaoma chaizvo asi isusu sevana veZimbabwe chatinenge tichikumbira ndechekuti dei vana chiremba sezvazvo vachinge varamba mabasa vaida kuti vawedzerwe mari ikodzero yavo kuti varambe basa nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita rinorwadza saka semuonero wedisi vana veZimbabwe tinenge tichiti dei vana chiremba varamba mabasa saizvozvo dei vachigonawo kuzoti isisu sevana veZimbabwe kana tichinge tagona kuenda kwavari tine mari yatinenge tichigona kunovapa sekutsvaga maprivate doctors vagone kunotibatsirawo kunyange hazvo varamba mabasa kudaro vasaramba mabasa vachigara kudzimba dzavo asi vagone kutibatsirawo isisu kunyange vakaramba mabasa vari kudzivashandiri hurumende but dei vagonawo vaigona kutibatsirawo isisu vana veZimbabwe tichienda kwavari tinochema tichitaurana navo vachigona kuwana mari asi vakaramba basa kuitira kuti hurumende igone kuvawedzera mari nekuti hazvina kukodzera kuti hurumende ivambunyikidze kodzero dzavo inofanira kuchengetedza kodzero dzavo sana chiremba kuti vagone kuwanawo zvavanoshandirawo nekuda kwekuti iri basa ravo ravakatoendera kuchikoro vakapedza mari dzakawanda vachienda kuchikoro kuti vagovatsakura pamhuri dzeZimbabwe saka isati tinenge tichingochema tichiti vana chiremba varamba mubasa kudaro vagone kubatsira kunyange mhuri yeZimbabwe inenge ichitambudzika kuti vawane rubatsiro.
Ndofunga Dr. Ngwenya vanogona kukupindurai ipapo. Dr. Ngwenya, manzwa zvataurwa nemuteereri mukoma Joseph.
Ndazvinzwa zvimwe zvachona. Tinoti isusu kumhuri yeZimbabwe patakatanga strike iyi tanga tine masenior doctors atanga tasiya pabasa kuti abatsewo varwere vari kunyanya kurwara kuti vaabatsirikane asi nekuda kwekuti hurumende hainambotizwa ba kubva 23 January kwese ukoo takazoona kuti hazvibatsire kuti tirambe tiri pabasa nekuti kana vanhu vari kunyanya kurwara vachiatendwa uyezve vachiatendwa pasina mishonga yachona vari kungoramba vachingofa saka hazvii kubatsira iye saka takazongoti aiwa regai tigare zvedu kumba kusvika mishonga yavako kana mishonga yavako vozotaurawo zvemari asi nyaya iri pamusorosoro chaio ndeyemishonga nemadhiripiwa saka tachikumbira kuti hurumende daimboita o serious kunyanya ministry of health ne hospitals board vagadzirisa nyaya idzi dzekuri kubata zvikanzi vagadzirisa chero manheru uno panguva inoii taurirana vazvinyora pabepa inosaina vanogona kuzowana ana chiremba izvezvi vakuba
Mukoma Joseph, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Ngwenya vachitsanangura.
Ndazvinzwa ndinopa vabatidza kuzvakanaka uye ndinoendirana navo. Zvipachena kuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yakonewa kuti ise mushonga muzvipatara uyezve yakonewa kuti ibhadhare vanachiremba mari dzavanoda. Saka isusu tiri kuchema kuti hapana here imwe nzira ingagona kutorwa nanachiremba yekuti vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe zvisiri zvekuti zvine hurumende, nekuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yafoira kana kuti yatokonewa basa rainofanira kuti iitire vanachiremba pamwe chete nekuisa mushonga muzvipatara. Saka hakunazve imwe nzira here kuti vanachiremba vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe.
Ndofunga ndopavambotsanangura kana ndavanzwisisa zvakanaka Dr. Ngwenya. Vachitaura kuti tinogona kunge tiine kuzvipira kutodawo kubatsirai asi kana tikadzokera kuchipatara hakuna mishonga, hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Saka vari kuti hurumende yakaisa mishonga muzvipatara, tinogona kudzokera kunoshanda. Thank you so much, Mukoma Joseph. Gibbs,
yes. There is a caller on the line. Umbongeni is Tole.
Okay.
What's the matter, Umbongeni? Umbongeni is Tole, unjani, Baba? Yeah, so akutsho ukuthi odokotela lapha uyeza ukuthi bathini, bathi babuyele emsebenzini kuze kulungiswe konke okuhluphayo. Okunye kwangikhona sikuzwile iholo labo liphansi. Nxa udokotela azuza $329 ngenyanga, azuza i-calling allowance ye-$1.50, kuzobuya ukuthi nxa ebamba ama-patients kala ma-gloves, kambe kuya ngaphi sithole konke lokho?
Dr. Mavula ngibahloli, mina lento abayenzayo inhle kakhulu ngoba lento ibonisa sethu ukuthi uhulumende kamnangagwa lo vule uyehluleka. Angeke odokotela babesebenza besebenzela into engekho, kufanele bahole doktha imali eyi-right ebonakalayo njengabantu abafundileyo. Kwathapha njengokuthi iZimbabwe yonke abantu ngabasebenzi, odokotela bona bayisebenzela into engekho. Hayi, mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu, abaqhubeke babonisa mpela abantu bonke beZimbabwe ukuthi lo hulumende okhona akanakekeli abantu, akabhekeli nithi umuntu osebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ngoba phela odoktha yibo ababheka babanze wonke umuntu eZimbabwe, okufanele ukuthi ngabe yibo abantu ababhekelwa kakhulu kwezezimali kakhulu, ngoba abantu labo babahamba abantu phela bonke umuntu, wonke umuntu uthembe bona. Mabengasebenzi so phela abantu bayapha. So mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu noma ngabe sithwele nzima abantu besifa ngokungasebenzi kwabodoktha, kodwa baleli lungele labo igovernment le kamnangagwa kwakufuneke babhekelele kakhulu ibheke kakhulu ukuthi odoktha bayenzani ukuthi bakhalale umsebenzi. Mabengamamelwa abaqhubeke ngekhalala umsebenzi.
So bangabeloko beqhubekela
phambiivale MDC. I-MDC chamisa isebenze kahle kakhulu, sikhathele ngabantu abangafuni ukusebenzela ibandla, abaphume bahambe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Sithole ngakho konke okutshoyo. Ungathi nalokusasa mdala.
Yeah, siyabonga.
Sibongele kakhulu. So that is Mbongeni Sithole. He says he supports doctors 100% because they are supposed to be well catered for. The people who went to school to do whatever they did. And at the end of the day, the government is supposed to support them fully, you know. And he says your life depends on doctors. If the doctors are not there, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I saw this report that I wanted to read out, and maybe Dr. Ngwenya can help us on the current situation. This came out on Wednesday, that the Zimbabwean government said on Wednesday it would not pay salaries and allowances to striking junior doctors, taking a hard line in the first big labor dispute President Emmerson Mnangagwa has faced since he took power. And the doctors immediately said they would not be intimidated and would not return until their demands were met. Dr. Ngwenya, has anything changed here, or the government is still standing by its word that it is not going to pay those junior doctors who embarked on the industrial action?
Okay, I'll digress from your question a little bit to answer the last caller. The last caller alluded to that the current government is not really worried about health care. What we are saying is really this is not an issue that has arisen in the current government. Like I say, it's dating back since 2014 in the previous government. So we are actually basing or hoping that the current government is the government that has shown a certain level of efficacy, and they may or are really going to resolve our issues. Then coming back to this question, we are saying these threats we say we are not going to pay doctors are threats, number one, illegal, because the fight that we are at right now is a legal fight. We gave them 21 days of notice. We actually started engaging them on the 23rd of January. And so them saying I'm not going to pay doctors is actually worsening the situation, because doctors are already ready to say, since we are not going to be paid in April, then why did we go back to work before April? We may as well forfeit that month of April. They may even go back to say we are firing every doctor to try and make them huddle and cuddle for the post and rush to say, I'm going back to work because I want to be paid. But really, that is going to worsen the situation, because if you check all the doctors and they are actually knowing that they're not getting paid already, then it even worsens the situation. So we would like to say we are not scared of any threat. If the threats are valid, let the threat buy the medication, let the threat pay the doctors, and let the threat see the family.
Yes. Kodwa siyabona ke dokotela ukuthi nxa bengasoze belinike iholo lizaphila njani pho?
Nxa bengabe besinikile iholo angazi, angisakuzonga kakuhle, nangichazele.
Ye, nxa bengasoze beliholise baba Ngwenya, awubona ukuthi kuzahlupha abanye benu begcina bebuyela emsebenzini? Sokutshaya isikoleni lapho.
Kuzaba nzima sibili kodwa okwalesi sikhathi sizayala sibambelele. Sizwe sidinge eminye imisebenzi lapho esingabambelela khona, ngoba uhambela imisebenzi lapho uyabe ungenzi khona lutho, ubukela abantu begula besifa bedlula unikwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane abawugulayo yilowu njalo ufuna lokhu, kodwa kungenxa yokuthi kakula lutho lokumsiza lolu lutho, yinto enzima kakhulu. Kusanjalo nje ukuthi wena uthi uyabuyela emsebenzini wakhona, wena lowo sitsheliwe ukuthi ngenyanga ka-April awusoze ubhadale, kakusizi ngenxa yokuthi ususiyasebenza amalanga angu-31 usebenzela amahhafi.
So lizaqhubeka kuphela vele yifayafaya, eh?
Hhayi, siyaqhubeka uhulumende eze ebambe sibili lapho okuqakatheke khona, ngoba kudala simemeza isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi-ke kuqalise sibili ukwenza into ekhanyayo phansi.
So Dr. Ngwenya here is vowing that they're not going back to work because things are really tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he said that you can see a patient who is very sick and you know the remedy to whatever ailment that patient is suffering from, but you won't be able to do anything because there's no equipment,
there's
no drugs and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it hits their hearts, according to him.
Yeah, pakaoma. Yes. Dr. Ngwenya, takanzo kuti makasangana nevatevedzerwe mutungamiri wenyika. Munokwanisa here kutizivisa kuti zvii zvakasungwa ipapo?
Takaitika ndechekuti vakuru vedu vanonzi maconsulting ndoo vakandosangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Vadzoka kwatiri vakaudza zvete zvite isusu vamiriri vevamwe vana chiremba kuti pane zvasungwa ikoko. Tikati aiwa, kana pane chasungwa tinoziva kuti mutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika munhu anoshanda atinoti professionalism. Saka kana zviriko zvasungwa ikoko zvinonyorwa pasi tizvione, nekuti tanga taudza mamembers vedu vatinomirira kuti aiwa, pane zvasungwa zvakamira zvakadai se zvitanzine mamembers zvakanyogwa zvacho zviriki, nekuti taane nguva zviiga zvakasungwa zvisina kugadzira. Tangomirirawo kuti kana pane zvakanyorwa tione, tiongorore kuti ndizvo here zvakanyanya kuchema nezvapi, kana zvirizvo tosainyirana pasi todzokera kumba.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Regai timbotora muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Tine muteereri Mukoma Brighton. Makadii Mukoma Brighton?
Ndiri pano makadii Mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa, ndiri mupenyu, muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Harare.
Muri muHarare. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa kungoitira tizive kuti kana makutsanangura tinowana kapicture kekuti vari kutaura kuti pachipatara chepagomo chakavharwa, tobva tangoona gomo kuti apo.
Ano inye kaifa iyo ye neuti inye utano inye ka inyo utano kushisho. Uya dufunga ini sikubona kwangu na tangu nechi mbimu. Nechi kutu pale ya mendi edu wa isi rigu na sabushanda kese. Rigu wa warikuti miri ya mbimu. Pale ya mendi. Kwa choti urumende tututa wala mapale ya mendari ya mbiya. Juhu wanofono onga wachitu sikazi. Ini ndio wanofanonga wachidogara kutiko nayo akomana ndozviita sei oidzo mari dzakadzoka kaidzinga dzingopuwa kama dokta iyaya ende uye training yavo zveshuwa akomana ava vari kutraina zvakaomarara zvakaite vamwe vakaendesa kusouth africa presidential scholarship. Asi madoctors ivava vari kutraina vari papapo vari kutraina vasina kana anything kutanga saka izvozvo ende vari kuenda ivava nepresidential scholarship vari kubva vangoenda zvavo havana kana even vanotarisa so parliamendi yedu hapana chimwe chindikachiti hurumende titaura maparliamentaries yedu ngatingoivaona kuti vanhu ivava vari kuitei.
Saka imi chamunokurudzira chii kuti parliament iite nekuti kana tingoti haina zvairi kuita zvii zvamunokurudzira imi
isu kana vachibizo inonzi power triangle inofanira kunga iri equilateral triangle kwete isosceles yekuti yakawandira kuzia sky the arm is not doing his other work. So the other issues and do not but doctors are going to go to the street. Go parliament, they are going to go to even the budget. They can change even the budget. Why can't the parliament do that? Why should they wait for the executive?
Thank you so much, Mkoma Brighton Maita
Bass. Yes, not the woman there at the next tower, but there's no who can say woman. I mean, it is not a government.
Ndosaka tichivati mutungamiri wenyika kana mutungamiri wehurumende.
Ndo mutungamiri ka. Asi you should be accountable to other people. And those people kana vasinga kubvunze iwewe anongoita kazvaanofunga.
Ndizvozvo.
Our parliament should be this go and sit there tomorrow whatever kuti mune mari umi bai madoctors finish zvapera end of story.
Iwai pfungwa yakanaka, regai tigonzwa vamwe vateereri naivo pamwe chete Dr. Ngwenya kuti vanotambirawo sei nyaya iyo. Gibbs, Mukoma Brighton is saying
uye zvandaona kuti nditaurirewo Mukoma Jonga training school kwavo kwavanenge vachitraina. I mean government should they can give vari kupa ma presidential scholarship vakomana vari kunoita whatever ma degrees whatever handiziva hangu mangu pane mamwe ma degrees ari bit minor. I think it's important as the nani the health sector vakomana vaya vanofanira kunge vachigara iyo paya vamwe vacho vanoita commit every day achitraina futi ari and achibatsira futi ikokuyo. I mean what is government doing about one training? We want everything to be perfect everywhere in the health sector. Ndo zvandofunga ini. And our parliamentarians should be, they are the ones who take every bit of that problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Mukoma. Yes, he's saying that the parliamentarians are to blame, yeah, because in terms of, say, the budget, they can sit and change the budget and allocate more money to the health sector so that these doctors are covered. And also he's saying that the government also should consider the training these doctors go through. Gave an example of some who get scholarships to go to South Africa, though he's saying that some of those people will be doing minor degrees as compared to medicine. So he's saying the government should also take into consideration all those cases and make sure that doctors are catered for.
And of course, we've been trying to get hold of Dr. David Paranyatwa, and we're told that he's not responding to his calls. We are also trying to reach Dr. Ruth Laporte, the chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Committee. Hopefully, we are going to get them. Ngakai ndao ngitatu babo mashongani. Ekwen babo mashongani. Kunjani babo?
Kona.
Yeah, akuchutu wena indaba leyo ibona njani? Amadokotela sele 23 days ngashongani bengayo emsebenzini bathi hayi bantu kulukhulu ukubukela abantu besifa wona ukwazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni kodwa awula equipment awula lutho
ikinga ngithi uyabona ukuthi nabo isikhathi lesa umnangagwa into le angayicabangi uyakhumbula isikhathi lesi bathi bamfakele ijef ukudleni umbonile ukuthi naye ufulayele ugijime kakhulu abona ukuthi ngizofela khona la ubonile ukuthi kuphilo iqakathekile yena kona manje seuyadula uphilile kahle ma ive angagula manje angafly aye khona le for China le manje heyi hayi ikinga yilapha heyi ayilunganga imayiso kusho ukuthi abanandaba nomuntu but ngifuna ukungena le yokuqothiwa kwabanye abantu le
ye singakangeni kuyena leyo leyo ngoba lamuntu ayi-side bar so khonoko ukuthi amadokotela abe lokhu ejengisela abantu bezama ukuya ezibhedlela bengatholi ukwelatshwa pho ubona zani kungalungiswa njani kodwa kona ngombono wakho
into le ngiyibona kuyafana namhlanje kunomunye umuntu oyangifonela ukuthi usesibhedlela i-side yechiredi yechikombedi athi bathi amaphilisi akuna nex akuna lutho lapha esibhedlela manje kuyafana if bangaye khona esibhedlela khona manje so uphumile ukuyela ekhaya because i-medicine ayikho manje ama kunjalo kunzima because angithi ngitshela ukuthi umnangagwa isikhathi bamfakela jeff yena ubonile ukuthi impilo yethu athi heyi ngigibezeni manje ngihambe ngifokise manje uphilile manje angeke asayingena uyabona ukuthi hawa
hayi siyakuzwa ye so liyana enye ngiyakunika 15 seconds bongiphosa elincane ngaliyana enye ngoba ayisile udaba esingalo lapha
okay uyabona ukuthi into le yenzeke lapha bamoshe kakhulu abathi abaxotshiwe but ngizokufanisela la e-South Africa mina ngihlala la e-South Africa la manje i-ANC ixotshe u-Julius Malema last 2016 khona manje se bayakhala bathi lo muthi uxotshiwe kanjani ngoba se siyadliwa izinto azihambi kahle manje lapho bamoshe kakhulu abafuzi abantu abaxotshiwe ephatini manje ma ngibusiyela ikomo ngithi ngibonela ikomo zami lapha umuntu akazilisa lwaba azigcina se uyagula nyana ma ngithi sengiyazifuna se ufikile ukuthi azigcine lwaba azigcina wena usafuni nazo ikinga le imosheke kakhulu lapha kusho ukuthi ma ukuthi baxotshiwe nathi siqotshiwe ithini nginganayo i-idea khona le nami bangixotshile nami angeke ngikhona uyabona ngizokufanisela kufana nabo washimeni uzangeke wenze i-coalition nomuntu wanjalo bazokhombulela uthola ukuthi iwinile bazoqoshwa nawo nabo uthenda ibit wonke bazoqoshwa bona
awuboni ke siyabonga mashongane ungadina kusasa ba
thank
you yeah so on the issue of the health services in Zimbabwe he says you know the authorities don't care about common people so he gave an example of president Mnangagwa he says he flew out of the country when he claimed that he was poisoned while he was attending a Gwanda rally. So he says, that's what they do. They fly out of the country whenever they want some anodynes and other things. They just go out and get that kind of treatment. That's why, according to him, they're not addressing this kind of basic problem that is affecting doctors.
But you know,
so he says they won't do it.
If I'm to give them an advice, make sure that these people who vote for you have good health. So that they can vote for you.
Yeah. Because when somebody's ailing, you can end up putting an X in the wrong box, right?
Yeah, even not going there.
Yeah.
You need someone, you need someone to carry in a wheelbarrow to take you to the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really hurting. So ngizokuthola silo khola lapha sizothi silo bani ecweni. Yeah, mfowethu kunjani?
Khona futhi ngiyeva mpela liyashaziya la kumoyeni.
Yeah, ngikhuluma lo bani mzali.
Ukuma lamzini.
Ye, akutsho ke mfowethu ukuthi wena nxa usibona udaba, ye, iradio yakho ungani phezulu kakhulu yehlisi.
Oyiradio yakho.
Ye, yehlisa sibili ngoba uyasilima zindlela.
Okay.
Ngiswenze njalo.
Ngiyakwenza njalo.
La uboneke. So udaba lwamadokotela ulibona njani? Wehlise futhi lokho izwakala baba, lokho izwakala. Ye, ayihlise futhi nxa ulesihlobo sakho. Tuzani lawe khona yenza njani ye odokotela bayakhala lapha bathi babuyela emsebenzini ngoba kuyabahlupha lokho
odokotela lekha bengakile
baba
odokotela bangakithi leZimbabwe
ye abeZimbabwe bakhalela umsebenzini bathi abazuzi ikhono elihle njalo abala-equipment zokusebenzisa umshina le lama gyroscope
lelo liqiniso abalishoyo vele lengakithi ayikho nje into ehamba kahle khuluma kunje nami ngikhulele ngumkhulu waze washona kusho ukuthi ngahamba naye laphana esibhedlela sempilo umkhulu waze kwasa sihambe naye ntambama kwaze kwasa bengamthintanga nabantu waze washonaumuntu omdala masizo khane ngathi labantu mhlawumbe sebedlelana lama-Burial Society kusho ukuthi kufa komuntu sekundidirini ufilasana into esatisayo leyo ukuthi kambe ukufa komuntu sokungaphenduki ibhizinisi.
So kuthi ama-Burial Society sesebenzela esibhedlela?
Ya, sebenobudlelwano labantu bezibhedlela lapho ukuthi ma ngabe mhlawumbe kufuna umuntu sebesazi ukuthi hayi imali singenile into eyo lelo liqiniso elaziwa ngubani nobani kuphela nje thina abantu bangakithi emathebelele ndisinovalo ngoba vele inkululeko siyizwa nje ngegama kodwa kahle kahle vele into esingakayiboni-ke thina le ebizwa nkululeko sithi kwaba eyi-thirteen nawo siyayihluphekela sise-South Africa kungenjalo sikhululekile kambe ngayini esingabe siyifuna la eMzantsi Afrika.
Ye, siyakuzwa pho-ke kulungiswa njani uhlupho lolo?
Eyi hayi, as long labantu bempumalanga kuyi babaphethiwa njengoba nje besemandleni isizwe sakithi ngapha sicelele kamthakazi kandaba vele sisenkingeni kwakukahle nje ma ngawo kwavunyana leyo nto ukuthi thina siyimele soda ngapha ezamandebele ngoba laphana thina nje lizaba nje kuphela labantu abahola balandabanathi yithi nje uJoshua Nkomo wasiya emnyameni laphana nje wahlanganisa izinto ezingahlangani nje ngala baholi vele thina ngabasingakile nje fana leyo fana nje lobunyonyo obudobha imvuthuluka ngaphansi kwamatafula nje kahle kahle ayikho nje indaba yethu lapha.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke mbongisi, ungathina nokusasa buzana.
Hayi, kahle.
So what he's saying is that basically he suspects that Burial Societies
how
because when you die,
then
the Burial Societies get something out of it. So he says,
okay, maybe Dr. Ngwenya will respond to that. Let me just go to a caller. We have Maxwell. Mkoma Maxwell Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi, Nyaguru.
Hey, Wanderu Mpenyi, Murukufona, Murukupi.
Gizu Andri pa DRC ya pa Kolowezi.
Okay, kuri say ku DRC.
Aiwa, kuno kuchenezu wako.
Aiwa, zvino fadza. Tiudzewo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo.
Nyaya inorwadza kwazvo. Kurwadza kwainika ndekuti izvo uswa anorwa nzou, uswa ndiwo unoparara, unokuwara. Nzou dzatikutaura inove hurumende nemana naachiremba. Chokwadi chiri pakati pawava isi hatichizivi, chinozikana navo nehurumende ane madoctors pakati panhano zvechokwadi. Asi hurumende inove iri kutonga nyika iri kutonga vanhu iverega vanhu vachifa nemhaa yekuti izvo madoctors madimands akakawandisa ndione kuti pakatwasuka ipapo sai hurumende yava netsitsi nekuti izvo irambe iri mupower iyoita kuti vanhu vaindeva kuti vatonge vanhu vava kuda kuti vatonge vararama saka navorega vanhu iva vachiparara nemhaa yekuti izvo madimands emadhokta zvakawandisa handione kuti hurumende iri kuziva zvairi kuita.
Saka tingati here hurumende iri kuita maune kana kuti kutokundikana, nokuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vachingopo mhosva kuhurumende yakanga iripo kuti isusu dambudziko takaona riripo zvino tine mazuva 200 kana asvika kana kuti 100 aya tiri mukutonga, saka hatina zvatati takwanisa kunge tichiita.
Zvingadaro hazvo kuti hurumende inganenedzere hurumende yekumashure asi kuti hurumende yapo izvezvi yakatati yave New Zimbabwe kureva kuti izvo zvakare zvakapfuura. Patikatarisa vanhu vemiso vyoti ndiva vapa renyato havana kuchinja president wataava naye ndiva munangagwa vakanga vari mufuti muprevious government uyezve tikatarisa motoka dzakapiwa madzishi atipo kana madzishi etinowada vanokosha kurarama kwedu ndofunga motokari idzodzo mari iyo yekungada yakashandiswa yakatinga zvishandisiro zvemachiremba mishonga vari kuda nemagurovhos and so forth ndofunga nyika yedu yaiyaendera mbiri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Maxwell tichitendawo zvakare nekuramba muchititsigira muri kuDRC
nini ndatenda chose nekundipinze pamhepo
thank you so much Gibbs that's one of our listeners, Mkoma Maxwell, he was calling from DRC. Yeah, he's saying that he thinks that the government is not doing enough, just like all these other callers, except for one caller who said that he suspects that these funeral homes are working with hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can respond to
so,
that.
So, Dr. Ngwenya, two issues here. You had a caller. You know, there are some myths at times that when certain things happen, they happen for a reason. And now this guy is claiming that hospitals are working with burial societies so that the people who die, you know, it's like a belt churning out some material for sale or something like that. So they take those bodies and profit out of it. And then secondly, doctor, do you think the government is going to raise money that you need, knowing that the government is broke, almost?
Okay. For the first caller, who suspects that hospitals are working hand in hand with that, what you call funeral
burial societies.
Yes, burial societies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to that caller, what happened is that have they ever seen a burial society in the hospital. People are given the choice to choose the particular burial society that they want to work with. Just that when a patient comes and they just are not aware of the particular company that this individual is into. So how can they then be recognizing that society to cause the death of a patient? I find it very degrading that certain individuals think that doctors do not value the lives of the general public with esteem. Because if someone passes on, I can rest assure you that someone who went to medical school and who knows their ethics has done their very best. And it could have been a case of one, an unavoidable death, and number two, a case of shortage of the particular drugs and the medicine professional, this is the particular case that has led to that. Then to go on to the second caller. The second caller has said, in particular, government is doing well with it, but there is a problem with the level of the means. I would like to continue with the caller to say, at the level of the Ministry of Health and Health Care and the Health Services Board, what we've realized is that we tabled our issue on the 23rd of January, and today we are on the 3rd. And this is 2 months' time without a proper response. And now they are trying to run around instead of fixing the issues. They are actually trying to achieve the service line of the amount about the amount that they are getting in the past. So I would say to the first caller, such practice is not expected and would be uncommon of a doctor. And there are really no avenues that actually happen. And to the second caller, yes, we have a problem in our meeting with the health service board because the least they could have done to respond to our people.
And then in terms of the money, is the government going to manage to raise money to pay you? We know that the government doesn't have a lot of money.
We are hoping that the government will go to its coffers as well as back to the 2014 promise. to try and raise the little that they can to then uphold the welfare of doctors, because doctors are generally disgruntled even the quality of service that is going to be given to our patients or decrease. In terms of their budget declaration, I mean to suppose allocate 15% of the national budget to the health system. So we're hoping that we're moving towards us at a level 86% of the national budget allocated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Mkoma Amos Chitokwani. Magadi?
Yipo, Magadi.
Ayo, watiru wape, nyimuru kufona wa muru kupi?
Nyimuru kufona wa tibu South Africa.
Ayo, wapaka naka tipe uo pfungwa zenyu nguwa za kutanda nisana?
Shua, pfungwa zangu jiripa kutivu, yabanachire mba, wafana kutivu wa usiku yisuchema, so wabone ulaku kutivu. Vakati kwa nanguwa ya kuti wa cheme chusuchema sababu wa chito huikuwa nukuda kuti urumendi ya taiva na yo kari ya iti sana kwa chema chusuchema wana kuna utitura mkwa na ukuti ulawa ni wakisi mizuwaisa mtrongo.
Saka hapa mru? Taurai.
Saka hapa kwezi nuna kuti kana wati resa hauma problemu avo. Vanono kwa kuduwa wadavira pati ya atuna kukuti vachewa suka kwa kuwadavira avoka na wakaramba wakango tika madhiyo.
Saka mnufunga uti pane shandu kwa ingawe po ireno utukona uti chemo isu ndesho kubira kuma 2014.
But kwa suwe tunona kukuti kudaa shandu kwa inga wani kwa nukuda kukuti vo kawane urumende itra. Kubva 2014 paiva nehurumende yakare saka zvainge zvaita senge zvaitire nei sakwezvino tinotariserawo shanduko kubvawo gore rakapera kusvika kwezvino kuti kuda zvingashanduka ende vangakasira kudaviwa.
Hanzi mhinduro yacho yanonoka.
Anga vambotishingirire sevanhu vakuru vane vachambotikatika madziro asi vari kuvarongerawo zvakanaka kuda.
Aiwa, regai tigozonzwawo kuti vamwe vanoti chimaita basa zvikuru Mukoma Amos.
Notenda.
Mukoma Amos Chitokwani is calling from South Africa. He says the government should listen to the doctor's grievances, but he hopes that since this is a new government, maybe it will honor these grievances or the demands from the doctors. Unlike the previous government of former President Robert Mugabe, he says that was a different kind of government.
Let's read some of the messages that we have on Facebook. We've got Benford Mafubadze, who says, if doctors are given money, what about teachers and other civil servants? A selective review of salaries is never a good idea. It's high time we appreciate that all professionals are the same and very important. And then Liberty Mhlanga says, good evening. Before you do, Liberty Mhlanga. Arnold Teremuka says, all the demands by the doctors are justified. After 5 years of hard work at medical school, no one will feel dignified to be earning a mere $1.50 per hour per pound. For dispensing medicine. So now, I think, Dr. Ngwenya, you heard this guy, Benford, who says, you know, there shouldn't be some selective application of some kind of salary review. So what is your take on that? Just briefly. Dr. Ngwenya?
There's a public service commission which listens to the welfare of all the other workers and how services are held. That is how that was formed in realizing the peculiarities of the health sector. This means that our hospitals are open 24 hours a day, which means doctors and nurses work during the night and other health workers. So they have to be compensated for that.
Unlike other members who work
from 8 to 4 and are being compensated accordingly.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ngwenya. Our time is up. Thank you so much, sir. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Thanks also to all people who are actually listening and viewing us. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye.
Neni jonga kande miri ndo taiwa mwene kupera kwesundo kwakanaka tosangana zvakare mangwana muzvinokwa zve studio 7 morara zvakanaka.